gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh, Wheeling, West.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. You know, I've discovered that as we mature, certain body parts make us aware of that process, and some parts get bigger, some get smaller, and some grow new stuff. In Terry's case, her eyes have grown cataracts, and with one down and one to go, I thought I would turn her discomfort into a show. Kind of rude, but that's okay. I'm going to choose among the many songs about eyes and tears that they produce that Texas musicians have cranked out over the years, and we're going to start off with Sue Foley and a description of her tears, followed by John D. Graham and his reaction to a woman crying. First, Sue Foley, Let My Tears Fall Down.
Maybe I'll realize there's a greater plan. out in the night. The sound of the clock by the bed marking time. The door may slam. A dish may break. I don't give a damn. Some sounds I can take. Let the rain whisper on the rooftops, and the wind in the curtains can sigh. But oh my God, when a woman cries, let the sad bird sing. Sad bird song. Let the radios play all Sunday long. Sorry words from a sorry man. Sorry is sound I think I can stand. Let the rain whisper on the rooftops, and the wind in the curtains can sigh. But oh,
that was John D. Graham live on vocals and guitar from Austin, Texas. When a Woman Cries was recorded October 27th, 1996. You also heard Mike Hardwick on a really, really nice electric guitar I got that from a CD called Live Set on Air, Volume 4, put out as a fundraiser by KUT 90.5 FM in Austin, Texas, public radio station there at the University of Texas. John's been around Austin for just about all of his 61 or so years, and he's been inducted in the Austin Music Hall of Fame 3 times as a solo artist, in 2000 as a member of the Skunks, which is a punk band, in 2008, and as a member of Alejandro Escovedo's band, The True Believers, in 2009. He's got about 10 solo albums out, and When a Woman Cries appeared on his first one, Escape from Monster Island, and that came out in 1997. Before John, we heard Sue Foley and Let My Tears Fall Down from her Love Coming Down album released in 2000. You also heard Ken Pearson on piano and, man, Colin Linden on a really nice dobro. That album won the Juno Award, a prestigious blues award in Canada, her country of origin. She also earned 17 Maple Blues Awards in Canada. She moved to Austin when she was 17 after Clifford Antone spotted her sitting in a band in Memphis and said, come on down to Austin. You can record on Antone's label, and she did. And you're listening on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we are hearing songs about eyes and crying. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Next up, we got a couple songs about breaking up with a bit of 50s feel to them. Leading off with The Derailers. Sound a little bit like the Everly Brothers, and they just don't seem too unhappy about those tears in your eyes. They're just fine with them. The Derailers.
Lies.
Yeah, that was Bill Carter, songwriter extraordinaire from Austin, Texas. His song, Guilty Eyes, that came from his album, Carter Doster Sexton, on which Bill plays different guitars and lends the vocals, and Stephen Doster plays a bunch of guitars. Will Sexton plays some guitars, provides some vocals and a little bass. Mike Thompson chimes in on the keys, and Donnie Wynn's on drums. And I said Bill was quite a songwriter. He wrote a bunch of songs for Stevie Ray Vaughan, such as Crossfire and Willie the Wimp, as well as Why Get Out for the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Jacksboro Highway for John Mayall. Bill's been on the island a couple times for some shows at the Red Bike and a house concert, as well as playing with Ian Moore at one of Ian's birthday shows at the Triple Door, and that was really, really a good show. Before Bill, we heard The Derailers, also out of Austin, and Tears in Your Eyes from their 1997 album Reverb Deluxe. The band was founded in Portland, but they quickly moved down to Austin, and they luckily hit the growth spurt of Americana radio at that time, kind of in the mid-90s, and they were kind of holding up the honky-tonk tradition at the end of that genre. Their fame grew with some touring and some more records and a few label changes, and the album that was going to take them over the top had the unfortunate release date of 9/11. So their fame never grew beyond that, and not too long after that, the lead vocalist and founder, Tony Villanueva, left the band to be with family and become a preacher. The reconstituted band has had very little success since then. As a matter of fact, I don't think they've recorded anything since 2008. Listen to songs about eyes and their major product, Tears, on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. We're going to come back to a couple more sad love songs later in the show, but now let's turn to a trio of story songs, one about a girlfriend, one about a mother, and one about a grandfather. We lead off with Jeffrey Martin and Sad Blue Eyes.
He grew up in a house in the valley with a daddy who was one long cigarette. And his mama walked out on a Friday night with a man she just met. He liked walking the blacktop streets in the rain in the dark when the city was dead. The machine gone asleep, he could hear himself think, and he liked what he saw in his head. Her sad blue eyes, her sad blue eyes. He found work at the yard, picking apart cars out on Springfield and Laureate. Likes a girl with scars on her arms, it proves she ain't seen what she wants to yet. With her sad blue eyes, don't you see it, boy? Everything's a circle in this town, and the best you give can't fix but cannot be found behind her sad blue eyes, behind her sad blue eyes, behind his sad blue eyes. His head to the stone, working all day long, saving up those dollars and dimes. He's got his eye on a ring at the Oakwood Mall, and he likes how the diamond shines. There's a quarter acre lot with a trailer on the spot if he can work a deal out on time. And they park across the street where they dream and they drink, and he says, I'm gonna make you mine. and you said blue eyes. Don't you see it, boy? Everything's a circle in this town. And the best you give can't fix what cannot be found. Behind her sad blue eyes. Behind her sad blue eyes. Behind her sad blue eyes. When they're naked at night, she whispers to him, I know you can make it all right. But the damage moves in like a ghost from within, and a storm grows behind her sad blue eyes. When they're naked at night, she whispers to him, I know you can make it all right. But the damage moves in like a ghost from within, and a storm grows behind her sad blue eyes. Her sad blue eyes.
A canvas covered cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stand out in this memory I revive. 'Cause my daddy raised a family there with two hard working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong, and us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember daddy praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
The unmistakable voice of Merle Haggard and Hungry Eyes, recorded on December 9th, 1968. It appeared on a whole bunch of albums of his, including Hag, the best of Merle Haggard. Merle was from California and probably one of the most influential artists of his time and, frankly, of all time, and originator of the Bakersfield sound. And I count him as a Texas musician because he ran away from home at age 14 and went to Texas with a buddy and was riding the rails all over the state for about a year. A burglary when he was about 20 put him in jail for 3 years, but he could have a guitar there, and he honed his skills then and playing for the other prisoners. He vowed never to go back to prison, and in spite of some pretty rough living, he didn't. He has nearly 100 albums that he put out. Before Merle, we had another fine voice, Jeffrey Martin, out of Portland, and his song, Sad Blue Eyes, from his album One Go Round, released in 2017. Jeffrey spent some of his teen years in Dallas while his dad was a preacher there. He later earned a degree in writing and then a teaching degree, and eventually taught English. And he really, really liked teaching English. He loved the kids, he said. But the call of the road and making music just drove him right out of that, and that's what he's doing right now. As a matter of fact, he told his kids, I couldn't ask them to chase their dreams if I didn't do it. So he did. Hopefully, he's going to come back to Vashon soon. He's been here a couple times, and he's really, really great to see. Let's hear one more story song from the best. Here's Guy Clark, Immigrant Eyes.
Oh, Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's own father stood huddled with a tired and hungry and scared. Turn out the century pilgrims bound by the dream that they shared. Well, they were standing in lines just like cattle, and poked, sorted, and shoved. Some are one desk away from sweet freedom, and some are torn from someone they love. Through this sprawling tower of Babel, there come a young man confused and alone, determined and bound for America, and carrying everything that he owned. Well, sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing, working hard all of his life. Well, don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant eyes. My eye rocks and stares out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day sail through the harbor and come ashore on the island of tears. My grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let it memory died, 'cause he gave me the gift of this country and the look in his immigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant. No, don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant.
That was Guy Clark with Immigrant Eyes from his Austin City Limits performance on November 10th, 1989. And as I've said probably countless times on the show, Terry and I were there to see Guy live along with fiddler Stuart Duncan and bass player Edgar Myers. And Guy was a hugely influential songwriter, always willing to mentor people and to work with others. He bought his first guitar. It was a cheap one down in Mexico. After kicking around with odd jobs in California and Texas, his wife, Susanna, songwriter and painter, encouraged him to commit to music full-time. Not a dissimilar story from Jeffrey Martin's. He did, and I think a lot of us are glad of that. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we are listening to some songs about eyes and tears. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Well, again, thanks to everybody who supports The Voice of Vashon. I'm glad you do, because I got a chance to do this. We're going to return to the, I guess, the sad, unrequited love theme, leading off with a little pop, but no less pain. Here's Sheryl Crow, Can't Cry Anymore.
Car, drove to Texas. Sorry, honey, but I suspected we were through, and I can't cry anymore. Well, since I left, feeling better, 'cause that's what you get when you stay together too long.
Thank you. when her lips met mine. Was an emptiness in her voice, hesitation when she smiled. She didn't have to say a word, it was just so plain to see. She found what she'd been looking for, and I knew it wasn't me. I saw goodbye in her eyes. Don't think I can change it. There's nowhere to disguise. We will never make. Sometimes I feel like a clown, can't wash off his makeup. The life she wanted, it was gone. Prince Charming I was. But I would trade a thousand Babylons to be in her arms tomorrow. Like the tide, her love is coming down, and it's time for me to go. I saw goodbye in her eyes. I don't think I can change it. There's no way to disguise. Just a waste of time. One thing that I know for sure, I saw goodbye in her eyes.
That was a Zac Brown Band, and Goodbye in Her Eyes came from their Uncaged album released in 2012. They're out of Atlanta, and they're really, really successful. They got 7 studio albums, a couple live ones, and a greatest hits album. 16 singles on the top country charts, 13 of which reach number 1. Pretty good. Terry discovered them and labeled them as Texas musicians, even though they are Georgia-based, because John Hopkins is a key songwriter and vocalist and multi-instrumentalist. And he was born in San Antonio, and the drummer, Chris Fryer, went to the University of North Texas in Denton. Before the Zac Brown Band, we heard Sheryl Crow and Can't Cry Anymore from her 1993 album, Tuesday Night Music Club. Took your car, drove to Texas. Sorry, honey, but I suspected we were through. Not a bad opening line to a song. That was her first album. It was a product of her joining her then boyfriend, Kevin Gilbert, in an ad hoc group of musicians called the Tuesday Music Club. And all the folks in the group ended up sharing some songwriting credits on that album. She and Gilbert broke up over disputes about songwriting credits shortly after the release of the album. The album was kind of slow to gain traction until all of a sudden All I Want to Do got a smash hit about a year later, and the album went on to sell more than 7 million copies. Sheryl won 3 Grammys with the album, and she lived in Austin in the early 2000s while she and Lance Armstrong dated. And then a local connection, Peter Stroud, who is one of Sheryl's longtime guitarists and musical director, used to play in Islander Pete Droege and the Sinners Band along with Elaine Summers in the mid-90s. And was on 3 of their records, and Sheryl happens to be the proud owner of a hand-tiled guitar, exquisitely made by Elaine Summers. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ashon, your island connection, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes about eyes and crying, and we're going to continue with some sad love songs and 2 classics, leading off with Willie and Blue Eyes, Crying in the Rain.
In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying. Left me standing.
to understand. That I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do?
Well, you talk about an unmistakable voice, Roy Orbison, joined by Katie Lang, song Crying. And I've got three or four versions of that song, but this one is the one just knocks me out because their voices go so well together. And it's clear the reverence that Katie holds for Roy and for that song. And as regular listeners to Boogie Back know, Roy was born in a place called Vernon, Texas, up in the Panhandle. And he lived for a while in a place called Wink, which he hated. He started out with Sam Phillips of Sun Records, but his great success was with Monument Records. And in the span of 6 years, from 1960 to 1966, 22 of his singles reached the top 40. And then he had some difficult tragedies in his life, and his career went downhill. He had a resurgence, though, in the 80s, as others recorded his song. And then he formed the Traveling Wilburys in 1988. It's a group, of course, with George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, and Jeff Lynne. And unfortunately, Roy died of a heart attack a few months later. Before Roy and KD, we heard the pride of Abbott, Texas, Willie Nelson, and Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. And lately, when I played a Willie song, I tended to gravitate toward his more recent records, on which most of the songs are about growing older. I don't know why that is. But for this one, we went back to the earlier stuff, The Redheaded Stranger, his 18th album from 1975, and it was recorded at really a low cost in Garland, Texas, with sparse arrangements, and almost all of them were played by Willie. And the folks at Columbia just were not crazy about that album because of the lack of instrumentation, but Willie had creative control, and he was right. It ended up multi-platinum and made Willie one of the most recognized artists in the country. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas. We're going to have to go out the door of this Eyes edition of the show with a classic song, and I wish that this song comes true for Terry and everyone who undergoes any eye surgery at all. The song is from Doyle Bramall, drummer and vocalist from Dallas, and Robin Schuyler is on bass and guitars. Doyle was a lifelong friend of Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughn, and the song appeared on his 1994 album, Bird's Nest on the Ground. Here is Doyle Bramall with I Can See Clearly Now.
Gone are the dark clouds. Sunshine.